most of us, including me, aren't old enough to remember, there was a time when the Christmas season didn't begin until after the 1st of December. Before Nat King Cole and Derbingle, before the radio and the phonograph, Americans exchanged homemade gifts and celebrated with homemade music. Dear Friends, a group specializing in 19th century popular music, will recreate the atmosphere of those Christmases past. And producer Stephen Baum talked with flutist Gene Thomas about their program.
You mean they didn't master charge their Christmas?
The horse was lean and lank. Misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifted bank and we got a...
How much music is there that we recognize from the Victorian period? We hear a lot of very old Christmas music, and we hear a lot of very recent Christmas music, and it seems that there's a sort of a gap in the popular tradition.
There is a gap there, although there are pieces like Jingle Bells, for example, which we are doing in an arrangement that won't sound terribly familiar. It goes back to the 19th century. Some of the carols, like There's a Song in the Air, O Little Town of Bethlehem, these represent the 19th century American tradition, but I think what we don't hear is some of the secular songs that were popular then. We always include at least one song by Stephen Foster, because the Dear Friends are in residence at Stephen Foster. Now, he didn't write songs that were specifically Christmas, but we have what we call our little baby set, of course, because of the occasion of Christmas, the birth of Jesus, and we found two really beautiful songs by Foster. One is called Beautiful Child of Song. It's a lovely song that people, I think, haven't heard very often. And the other one is Slumber, My Darling.
The concert, as I understand, is going to include readings as well as music.
Yes.
How is that going to work?
We often do this in our concerts to recreate the ambience of the parlor. You know, this used to be a very popular thing to do. For example, we're doing excerpts from A Christmas in Maine. This is a recollection of how Christmas was spent on a very snowy kind of evening with the sleigh rides and storytelling around the fire. We also have some excerpts from Christmas in Pittsburgh, 1863, a publication that we found in the Western Pennsylvania Historical Society.
Mm-hmm. How much time does it take to go through all the various resources to find these?
Oh, my.
I imagine there's probably still a lot of untapped material that you haven't looked at.
There's a great deal of untapped material. And also, Steve, I think, as in any period, you perhaps read through 10 or 12 pieces before you find one that you think really is worth reviving. There's some things that just as well might stay buried for a long time. But we do find among the things we look at some wonderful pieces.
Mm-hmm. Any particular discoveries you'd like to tell us about that you've come up with this year?
One that's a great deal of fun that occurs in a lot of the collections I've looked at is something called the Galloping Sleigh Ride Polka. It was a piano piece. The piano was a very popular instrument in the parlor. And this somehow captures that wonderful, rollicking holiday spirit. And I found it in at least 7 different collections that would represent music that was played in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. How many voices will be singing?
We have 2 solo voices. We have Kate Young, who's well known, I think, for both her dramatic work and her singing. And our baritone for this program is Bob Edgar, not the same Bob Edgar who was in the news in a political scene, but a very nice baritone voice. And then we all join in on the 4-part choruses.
Mm-hmm. And I see you've brought a few instruments along with you. I wonder if you could give us a demonstration here of some Christmas bells.
In keeping with our title of the program, we have this nice set of bells here, and of course the jingle bells from the sleigh ride.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 3 or 4 things that are doing the bell theme. One interesting one that we have for this program, we came across as a part of a collection that was actually belonged to a man up in Rochester. And he collects it just for the Christmas covers, and it had this wonderful illustration of bells on the cover. And I wrote and asked if he would send the music, and he was delighted because he said, I'm sure this hasn't been performed in at least 100 years, and we're performing the piece. It's called Christmas Carol, not the Dickens version of the carol, but it's one of the pieces that we looked through and we thought, this is worth people hearing again.
Gene, I see you've brought your flute along with you. Is there something you could play for us from this upcoming concert?
I would love to introduce you and your listeners to a piece that we found in the Library of Congress. It's a little earlier than most of the pieces, but I think it probably would have lingered around. It's called Mrs. Pitt's Minuet.